Hello, it's JP's Rock Vinyl here with another episode of Wonderful Music. And yes, I'm still in Brazil, but heading back in 2 days' time. I'm flying back to Europe, into Portugal, spending almost a day there, and then flying back home into England to Birmingham. So this will be my last podcast for a while from Brazil. And what do we have for you this week? Well, I had an interesting email. It was from a chap called Mark. Now Mark is a member of the Zen Orchestra. And I'm going to be playing you a new track of theirs called Circles. It's a single version of a track coming from their new album to be released late 2023. Now, unfortunately, the Zen Orchestra had a bit of a tragic occurrence in that their bass player, Stuart Milner, died suddenly on Sunday, 19th of March 23, just 2 days before the release of this single. It was a terrible shock to the band, and they're doing all that they can to support his family. They say they will miss Stuart terribly. He was a wonderful human being and an astounding musician. So a bit about the Zen Orchestra. They're a UK-based band creating cinematic progressive rock. Steve and Mark were founder members of Walking on Ice, a progressive rock band that toured during the late 80s. They stayed in touch, and then in 2014, Steve delivered a CD of new material to Mark, and the two of them conceived the Zen Orchestra project. Now, after many false starts, and in late 22, the material had the drums and keyboards tracked. After a long search for suitable guitarists, Zen Orchestra are now close to finishing the album. So, without further ado, let's have some orchestra music from Zen Orchestra and their new single, Circles. Enjoy.
You make
So, what did you think of that? That was quite a bright sound, I thought. Some great guitar, some great singing, some good lyrics, a good overall sound, I think. A bit sort of, I don't know, Yes, maybe in places, I don't know. Certain influences in there, but I really like that, and actually gives me a real taste for the album that will be coming later this year. So there we have it, the Zen Orchestra, that was Circles. And thank you so much to Mark for writing to me about that. If there's any other bands out there that would like to have the music played on my podcast, then why don't you visit me at hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl. That's on Twitter. I also have a website, www.progandrock.co.uk. You can reach me on either of those. So, let's hear from you. Let's get some more new music played. But now it's some time for some older music. And I'm going to stick with the name theme, orchestra, here, because this track is from Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark. Now, I first saw this group at the Birmingham Odeon, and they were supporting somebody called Gary Newman. That was a bit strange, because all they seemed to be setting up on stage was a big tape deck in the middle of the stage. And then on came the two members of the band and started playing. And what a sound they produced. They were really good. And they went on to do many albums. And they experimented with quite a few different instruments, particularly different keyboards. And on the album that this track comes from, they even used a Mellotron. I chose a track from Architecture and Morality, which was their third studio album, released on 6th of November 1981. It was inspired by religious music, and the group sought to broaden their musical palette by utilising elaborate choral samples. Hence, I think, the use of the Mellotron and other new instruments to create a more naturalistic, emotive sound. Now, the track I'm going to play is Souvenir. And I'm actually going to play you two versions. I'm going to play you the single version and then an extended instrumental version, just because I love the sound of it so much. So we have Paul Humphreys on synthesizers, piano, a Mellotron, acoustic and electronic percussion. Andy McCluskey on synthesizers, Mellotron, guitar, bass, rhythmic programming. Malcolm Holmes on drums, electronic and acoustic percussion. And Martin Cooper on saxophone. Michael Douglas on synthesizers, piano and organ. So, let's listen to the wonderful pulsing Souvenir. A lovely track there from Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark. Well, I think I might play some more of theirs. And I gave you two there for the price of one. The single edit and an extended instrumental. I think it was worth it. You can just sort of float around while listening to that, can't you? Well, I did. So, as I say, Souvenir there from Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark. And we started off with the Zen Orchestra with Circles. And let's look forward to their album later this year. So that's it for this week. As I say, it's my last couple of days in Brazil. I've been here 3 months. It's been great, actually. And now heading back to the wonderful climate of the UK. So, until next week, it's DJ P's Rock Vinyl saying bye for now.